And these stones shall be for a memorial. Joshua 4:7. Of faith, Charles Spurgeon brilliantly wrote, "Faith is the telegraphic wire that links earth and heaven, on which God's messages of love fly so fast that before we call, he answers, and while we are yet speaking, he hears us. But if that telegraphic wire of faith be snapped, how can we receive the promise?" Faith in the Lord's word to take a step and move through the waters was the reason why Israel walked on dry ground. The stones were a reminder of faith in God for generations to come. What an incredible legacy to leave as a memorial. During times of testing and trial, the Lord exposes weak points in our lives, certainly not to make us look foolish, but instead to temper and strengthen. God does not always answer us through subtraction of difficulties, removing responsibilities, or changing our locations, yet he will always provide sufficient grace. When weaknesses are brought to the surface, we can respond poorly and feel defeated as a result. It is beautiful to realize that during these times, God gives us compensating grace. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Like a psalmist, we can cry out, "Deal gently with me, Lord," and with the apostles, we can beg Jesus to increase our faith. The memorial stones at Gilgal were for a memorial so that generations to come would know what God had done for them. They would remember and explain to their children that they had separated from the past and were never to return. And if God, the Lord, worked on their behalf, it is sure that he will continue to move in the lives of all those whose faith is in the Lord in the future as well. What will this generation of Christians be known for today? We pray it is faith, hope, and love during times of testing and trial. May we pray the words of David when he said, "Summon your might, O God. Display your power, O God, as you have in the past." Psalm 68:28. Unless we teach the next generation the truth about the Lord, they will turn away and start following the world. Warren Wiersbe.